I invite you to do some standing exercises. So let's start by bringing the attention to standing. Standing straight with your feet hip width apart and your knees unlocked so that the legs can bend slightly. Your arms rest on both sides and your head is in line with your spine. You can either look in front of you or close your eyes. And feel in your body as you stand here. Feeling the contact of your feet with the ground. Sensing the texture of the ground under your foot soles, your weight rests on three points of every foot, behind the big toe, the small toe, and the heel, and feeling this contact with the ground. You might want to balance a few times forward and backwards and feel the steadiness of the ground under your feet. You can also move a little bit to the right and to the left. Also feeling the flexibility of your body. And coming back to rest and feeling your body and your breath. Sensing how your breath enters and leaves your body. And coming back to rest and feeling your body and your breath. Sensing how your breath enters and leaves your body. Can take a deep in breath and a slow out breath. And another one. And with the following breath, follow your breath deep down into your belly and let your awareness rest there. Feeling the sensations of your breath when you breathe in and out. You might feel how your belly slightly rises with the in-breath and falls with the out-breath. Centering yourself in your body, coming home in this posture, which we call the mountain posture. Standing like a mountain, steadily grounded and pointing towards the sky. Becoming aware of your posture, the contours of your body, and your entire breathing body. During the following exercises, we will be gentle with our body. I invite you not to force your body, but rather to explore your own signals and then to respect your limits. Don't go too hard and don't do too few. Find the middle way. And try to keep your attention on every movement and the bodily sensations that this evokes. It is an exploration with a sense of wonder, non-judging awareness. So now, on an in-breath, slowly and mindfully raise your arms in front of you and then all the way up until they are raised above the head. And while your arms are moving, see if you can be fully alive to the sensations in the muscles as they work to lift the arms and then maintaining the stretch a little. Opening your arms above your head so that your chest is open and the air can fill your lungs. Sensing the openness and fullness of your lungs. And then with the out-breath coming back, feeling how the air moves through your fingers. And do this two more times. Breathing in, raising your arms above your head, maintaining the stretch a little, breathing out, gently and slowly coming back. Letting the breath go in and out freely at its own pace, continuing to stretch upward, fingertips gently pushing towards the ceiling or sky, your feet firmly grounded on the floor. And the next time you raise your hands, remain a little in the stretch and feeling what is happening to your breathing and to your body sensations as you continue to hold the stretch. Continuing to breathe normally. Listening to your body signals. And when they give you the signal that it's enough, you can very slowly, on an out-breath, allow your arms to come back. And feeling what has changed with the exercise. If your eyes have been open during the exercise, you might want to close them now and focus on the after effects of the stretch. Maybe you feel an openness or energy in your upper body, or your breathing has changed. Maybe you feel some warmth. Maybe not. And when you are ready, change directions. So as you breathe in, you bring your arms behind your back up. And as you breathe out, you bring them down in front of you. Again, making 5 circular movements like this. Or less, if your body tells you that it is enough. when you're ready, come back into the mountain posture and feel the after effects of the movement. Maybe there's warmth, or you breathe a little faster. Maybe there is pain or openness in your shoulders. And now I invite you to gently and slowly roll your shoulders. First, squeezing them together in front of your body. Then raising them upwards towards the ears as far as they will go. Then bringing the shoulders backward as if you were attempting to touch them together. And then letting them drop completely. And if you wish, you can breathe in on the first half of the movement and breathe out on the second half. So raising your shoulders as you breathe in and letting them come down on the out breath. Continue to roll your shoulders as smoothly and mindfully as possible, focusing on the sensations that you feel as you do the movements. And then changing directions. So now you can start with bringing your shoulder blades together, then raising your shoulders, squeezing them in front of you and dropping them. And again, you can synchronize with the rhythm of your breath if you want to. And finally, at the end of the sequence, remaining still a while and tuning in to the sensations of your body. Next, bring the weight of your body to your left leg and mindfully stretch your left arm and hand up, as if you were picking fruit from a tree that's just out of reach. You can bring the weight of your body to this left leg. Your right heel might come off the ground. And continue to stretch. And feel the stretch right through your body, from the outstretched fingers of one hand to the toes of the opposite foot. And continue to breathe in this posture. Listening to your body. When it gives you the signals that it's enough, you come back. And when you let go of the stretch, allow the heel to come back to the floor, slowly lower the hand, maybe following the fingers with your eyes, or do it with your eyes closed, and feeling the sensations in your arms as you bring your arm and hand down. And taking a moment to feel the after effects of the stretch. You might feel a slight difference between the side you stretched and the one you didn't. Maybe the side you stretched feels a little longer or somehow a little different. Come closer and explore. And when you're ready, change sides. So now stretching your right arm and hand up. Again, bringing your left heel off the ground. Stretching as high as you can. Maybe looking towards this right hand or turning your head towards it. And continuing to breathe as you keep the stretch as long as your body allows you to do so. And when you come down again, do it slowly and mindfully. Feeling the after effects of the stretch and the difference between the two sides. Now, putting your hands on your hips, and on an out breath, you can allow your body to bend over as a whole to the left. You can let your hips move a little to the right as you do so, so that your body forms a big curve that extends sideways from the feet right through the hips and torso. And on the in breath, you can come back to standing. And on the next out breath, you slowly bend over to the other side, forming a curve in the opposite direction. So breathing in, you come to the middle, and breathing out, you bend over again to the left. And you can continue to do so for a few more sideway bends. And when your body gives you the signal that it's enough, you come back to standing and feel the after effects of the exercise. And when your body gives you the signal that it's enough, you come back to standing and feel the after effects of the exercise. And now, still with your hands on your hips, on the following out-breath, you can turn towards the left side and look over your left shoulder. And then with the in-breath, you come back to the middle. And on the out-breath, you turn to the right side while looking over your right shoulder. So it's a turn, a slight turn in your waist. Doing this slowly on the rhythm of your breath, aware of the sensations in your body as you do the movement. You might want to do it 3 times on each side, unless the posture feels uncomfortable or painful for you. And now I invite you for some hip turning. Keeping your hands on your hips, you can now gently roll them around an imaginary inner axis. First to the right side, gently and mindfully. And then to the left side. If you wish, you can do it with your eyes closed to feel the physical sensations that occur during the movement. And finally, coming to rest and feeling the after effects of the exercise. And now, opening your feet a little bit, bringing your weight to the left foot, and lifting your arms in front of you. Your palms are turning downside. And now lifting your right foot to the right, as high as it feels still okay for you. You might want to fix a certain point on the wall or on the ground with your eyes to help you to keep the balance. And stay in this posture with your left knee slightly bended, breathing with the sensations and relaxing your body as much as possible. And when you're ready, bring your right foot back on the ground. And for a moment, tune in to the after effects of the posture. Could be that your legs feel different, or that there are other sensations. And then lifting your left leg. And when you're ready, place your right foot back on the ground. Bring your arms down and feel the after effects of the movement. Could be that you feel warmth or energy, or a difference between the two legs. When you're ready, lifting now your left leg at the same time as your arms. You can again let your eyes rest on a point in front of you to better keep balance, making sure your right knee is unlocked, and continuing to breathe in a balanced way in this posture. When you're ready, come back to mountain posture and tune in on the after effects of the exercise. And now you might want to open your feet a little more and bend your knees while your feet are slightly pointing outwards until you sit on an invisible chair, stretching your arms in front of you, your knees are bent. So you come down as much as possible in the sitting position. Your head and your back are straight, and you are a little bent to the front, continuing to breathe as relaxed as possible and sense. Your feet have contact with the ground and your chest is open. See if you can let go of all tensions in your neck and shoulders when you breathe in and out. Let your thighs and your heels and feet soles carry the weight of your body and not your knees. And you might feel how a little change in your posture can change the entire experience. Making sure you listen carefully to your body signals. And when your body tells you that it's enough, you come back to standing in the mountain posture. And then, if that feels all right for you, you could do the exercise one more time, maybe going down a little more than before, if possible. And if you feel that you had enough after the first time, you can simply this time feel the after effects in your body. Making sure you are in line with your body and what it wants to tell you. So when it is enough, you come back to rest. Otherwise, you stay a little longer. Can feel the sensations in your body, and if you have finished the exercise, shaking your arms a little and then feeling the after effects, the muscles that did the work, accelerated breathing or other things. I would like to invite you for a second balancing exercise, the tree. Therefore, you first bring the weight of your body to your left leg until you only stand on this leg and it's just the tips of your right foot which are touching the ground. Then moving your arms to the sides so that your fingers point outwards. And then bringing the right foot on the inner side of your left knee or your ankle, or if you can, even higher, your thigh, wherever it feels best for you. And if you feel balanced like this, you can even lift your arms above your head until they make contact. continuing to keep your balance on your left foot. Again, it can help to look towards a certain point some meters in front of you. And see if you want to stretch your arms even more while breathing in deeply into your belly. Standing as a tree and sensing how that feels for you. And when you're ready, bringing your arms to the sides, and when they are horizontal, you can bring your left leg down as if you were landing on three points and then coming back to mountain posture and sensing the after effects of this powerful posture. And if it feels all right for you, you could now change sides. So again, bringing your weight to the right leg, touching the ground with the toes of your left foot, lifting your arms to the sides. And when you feel balanced like this, you could bring your left leg up and place it on the inner side of your knee or ankle or thigh. And if you find that it is difficult to keep balance like this with your arms pointing outward, you might want to stay like this. But if you can, you can even lift your arms above your head and again let your hands make contact. If you wish, you can stretch a little more. Continuing to breathe and keeping your balance. And when your body gives you the signal, you come down and stand in mountain posture, feeling the after effects of the posture, the changes that occur in your body, the difference in the breathing, energy. And to close off this sequence, I'd like to invite you to simply shake your right lower arm. Then shaking your whole right arm and feeling what this movement does to your body. Changing sides. Shaking the left forearm and then the whole left arm. And now shaking both arms. Really shake as strongly as you can. And you can even now include your right leg. So shaking your right leg while you shake your arms and then your left leg. And switching from left to right. Making sure your jaws are relaxed, and maybe you even want to add a sigh or other sounds with your voice. Completely let go and feel the energy as you move. And then standing still. Standing in the mountain posture with your legs hip width apart, your arms resting on both sides of the body, your knees unlocked, and your head in line with the spine. Closing your eyes and feeling the after effects of the shaking. Aware of the sensations in your body. Difference in the breathing, difference in temperature, in energy. And just for a moment, you might want to scan your body to feel what has changed. Starting with your face and your head. Going down towards your neck and throat. Feeling your shoulders. And then both arms all the way down to your hands and fingers. Feeling your upper back, your chest, your belly, your lower back. Your pelvis and buttocks. And then becoming aware of your legs, all the way down towards your feet and toes. Feeling your whole body standing here and breathing. A field of energy and vibration. Feeling the breath circulating through your body. And see if you can include the listening to the bell into the meditation. So listen consciously to the three sounds of the bell.